Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. And we're back together again. You made it back.
I did.
You skipped last week.
I did.
Not going to shun you. You were sick.
You can still kind of hear summer, those repercussions.
Summer colds, man. I haven't had one for a while. I need to find some wood.
I don't know if it's that I'm indoors with the AC all the time or not used to being outside now. So summer allergies are starting to affect me. But it's one of the two.
I do not like air conditioning at all. Like, as soon as I came home, I turned it off. Because the dogs, they can suck it up when I'm home. But when I'm at work, Steve's out of town, so I let them chill. Because I already feel bad.
I don't think my dog likes air conditioning.
Steve was worried. I went to join him in Vegas. And so he had been in Vegas for a few days. I left the house. His sister was watching the dogs. And I get there and I was like, yeah, I didn't turn the air on because you've been gone and I don't like freezing my ass off.
Yeah.
And he's like, you didn't turn it on? They're going to be so hot. So he texts his sister, will you turn the air on? I come home to 71 degrees. You know how cold that is?
Yeah, like I don't. That's first like of Arctic. All, your one dog is so small that like I doubt it has enough body heat for it to overheat.
Right.
And your other dog like.
Doesn't move much.
Yeah, and I have the same kind, and my dog doesn't like the cold, so.
And they're American Eskimos. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you see what I did to Butterfly's ears a couple weeks ago?
When you colored them pink? Yeah, I did see that.
I was so excited.
I thought about doing that to Sugar's tail.
It only lasts like 5 to 6 days. It's chalking.
Oh, okay.
And so by the time a week is gone by, it's
maybe
gone.
I'll get her paws done next time.
Do you have white furniture? Paws?
Oh, I have cream-colored furniture. Yeah,
you do not want to do
Forget
that.
Forget it.
We have a leather couch, and our current bedspread and sheets could handle it. Because they're like, it could come off, and you can just wash it. But, like, a bedspread and couch could be messy.
Forget it. There's a reason I got a white dog, because I have white furniture.
I just walked in to get her groomed, and I was like, what is that pink stuff?
Yeah.
And they sold me. It was awesome. So we are back, and it is summer. We're busy, busy summery.
I know.
Summer stuff.
I feel like, I'm like, wow, it's already almost like 4th of July, and like,
and then it's going to be Christmas
fast.
Again.
It's going too fast, I know.
You're getting ready to go to New York for a friend's wedding.
Uh-huh, and next to go week. See the family.
But it's not going to affect the show, you promise?
I promise. I come back Monday.
Okay. I'm nervous when you go out of town.
I mean, unless it's something like out of my hands.
Well, like, you'll come home and be like, I'm so tired. I'm not going
to
record.
Oh, no. I gave myself all Monday to recover. Like, that's we good. Land at, like, 10 a.m. Monday. I took an early flight so that I wouldn't have to, like, jump back into the next work day and, like, be, like, dead tired.
Right. People don't call on Tuesdays.
Yeah. You'd think that my mom would get it.
Oh, sorry, Mama Carolyn.
She forgets all the time.
She probably doesn't even know what day it is.
Yeah, you're right.
So the last time you were here, it was your birthday.
It was my birthday week.
We were just starting to talk about something that you did after your birthday.
We were.
And I wanted to have it on the show. So Colorado, yeah. Denver specifically, has a pretty famous band that originates from here.
Yep,
from I didn't Fort know Collins. That until I moved here.
I didn't know that until just when I went to go see them.
Oh. So you went and saw The Fray at Red Rocks, right?
Uh-huh. And I have been, so like, just to give you a story behind The Fray, I love The Fray, and the past two times they have been in the city that I lived in, one was the night I left for Cabo, so I didn't get to see them, and the second time was they were out here, but I was back east. So like, every time I've wanted to go see them and they've been where I am, I haven't had the opportunity. And this year, I didn't think I was going to get to go because I didn't think I was going to have anyone to go with me. And then I got surprised as a gift for my birthday. And
that's awesome.
Oh, my God. They were amazing.
I can only imagine.
Like,
they have a great sound. And then to be at Red Rocks.
And we were, like, 14 rows from the front. We were so close.
Wow.
And they were absolutely phenomenal.
That's awesome. I saw your pictures on Facebook.
Yeah.
Did you put them on Instagram, too?
I did. And I walked out of there, and I was just like, wow. They might be very close tied with Zach Brown. I know.
Speaking of, I wanted to follow up with you. I haven't followed up with you. Did you get your tickets? Zach Brown's going to be back in Denver.
So all of the good seats are sold out, but I know somebody who is the professional ticket seller.
Scalper?
Sure, you could call it that. So he has, I just have to pick which day, Friday or Saturday, and he has really good seats. So, but I'm definitely going.
I was so happy for you when I saw that.
And I was out at my birthday dinner that night, just so you know. And when you sent me the text saying that they were coming in town, I literally screamed at dinner. I was just
so
like,
embarrassing.
Oh my God. And Joey was just like, what happened? And I was like, you don't understand. And he's like, is everything okay? Like, and it was like a happy scream, but he was just like, what's going on? Everyone's looking at me. And I was like, Zach Brown is coming to Denver in September. And Joey's like, are you kidding me? Like, that is what you're so excited about.
I knew you'd be excited.
It was amazing.
And I just happened to be on a local radio station's website looking at something else. And I'm like, oh, they just announced this today.
I never would have. And I'm like, I follow the Zach Brown stuff on Facebook and like their pages. So I was really shocked that it didn't come up on there at all.
You never know.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I'm so excited for you.
Thanks.
In other news, is the Jersey Shore still happening? Is that still on?
No, the Jersey Shore isn't, but like...
The show got canceled?
Well, it ended because they kind of all had their own, like, spinoff things.
Okay.
But Snooki and JWoww is still going on, and...
Because when we first started the show, that was kind of your thing, the Kardashians and Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I still love Snooki and JWoww. I watch them. And then The Situation is getting a show with his family.
And I saw pictures of him all over Vegas, but he actually got arrested today. After a physical altercation at a tanning salon.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Is he an angry person?
Yeah. He tried to ruin everybody on the show's relationship.
It looks like he actually got into a brawl with his brother at the tanning salon.
That's funny. I wonder if it's kind of for the show. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
Because I know that the show's supposed to air soon.
Hmm.
But I don't follow any of them really anymore besides Snooki and JWoww.
And?
I've backed off a lot on Pauly D, all right? I have backed off substantially.
This girl has a Pauly D problem. And she keeps saying, I'm good. And then, like, a couple weeks later, she'll be like, well, you know how I said I was good? I'm not good anymore.
You know what happens? I'll have a dream and he'll be in it. And it, like, resurges my, like, Pauly D obsession. And I found something that I thought was so funny. And it was, like, if you dream about somebody, that means that they want to see you. And I'm like, well, damn, Pauly D really wants to see me. Because... Like, how is that even possible to be true? I mean, I've never even met the guy.
What's the source of that information, this whole dreaming?
I don't remember. I was on one of those sites that I read, you know, 100,000. I read, like, so many different sites a day. I feel like it was on maybe it was Elite Daily.
Okay. You love that website.
I do.
You love it.
Uh-huh. I check it every day.
So we use emoticons frequently.
We
text. Are you getting sick of emoticons? Because I've seen people start bashing it. Like, it's not cool anymore.
Well,
I think it adds color to text messaging.
I just think that, one, they're very limited.
Well, I have news for you.
I know that they're coming out with new ones.
250 new ones.
But
July.
I don't think... Including it is that July? One. I thought it was June because I got really upset. So I made sure I updated my whole phone today because I thought they came out yesterday. No. And I'm like, I want these new ones. Updated my whole phone and I was like, what the heck? I didn't get them. Maybe something's wrong.
No, you're fine. It's going to be in July. I don't know what date. And they are...
It's the 16th.
Oh, there you go.
Because I mistook July for June.
And it's going to feature the middle finger.
But there's, like, so many others. Did you go through the list? No. I'm not even excited about the middle finger. There's so, like, many other ones that I'm excited about.
I will cry
about.
If someone sends me the middle finger. And I haven't used all of my emoticons.
I've used... Do you know which ones I use? You know which ones are in my recent... You'll understand this. Both of the camels for hump day.
Ashley loves to send happy hump day texts. And they make me smile every time.
I love hump day. Do you know that every Wednesday morning... I start my day with watching the Hump Day commercial.
Drinking your tea.
I just have to. Like, how can you not? And I saw one today on Pinterest, and it was the camel, and it was like, do you know what day it is? Do you know what day it is? And the girl's like, Mike, it's Tuesday. You're drunk. I thought that was hysterical.
That's awesome. What are those even advertisements for? Geico?
Is it Geico? I don't know.
I don't either.
I was going to say Marlboro because of the camel, but I don't think
they could legally advertise on television anymore.
Yeah, and I don't think... I don't know what they advertise for. That's sad. I just know the commercial.
Wow. We are some crazy girls.
I love hump day, though. I was born on a Wednesday, so Wednesday's, like, always been my favorite day.
I don't even know what day of the week I was born on.
I'm all about the
Am
Wednesday.
Am I lame?
No, I just love Wednesday.
Have you always loved Wednesday?
Yes, and now that it has like an official title, now that it's like, oh, hump day. It's like my day.
Wow.
I love it. It was made for me.
That's awesome. So do you have any single friends that are girls that you have to deal with?
That I have to deal with?
Or like their dating dramas?
Oh, sort of, but like I wouldn't say that I have to deal with their dating dramas.
But you do. Like it's thrown at you from time to time.
Yeah. But it's like these are like good friends, so like
right.
I don't mind dealing with it. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I don't have any currently. Uh-huh. And we've both been in relationships for a long time that we get it. We know what to expect, even though it might not be what we want to expect.
Right.
But we have all been there and we have friends that are there where they're doing the dating. They have these expectations of Matthew McConaughey and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Or, like, the asshole will turn into the awesome guy that chases you in traffic.
Yes.
Okay. So these are, like, unrealistic expectations. And I think we should, like, bust them. So you found a list.
I did.
Of some expectations that you need to just snap out of it, girls.
Yeah, and I think this goes even for girls in relationships, too.
But I know feel like we pass. Like, we get it. What?
Speak for yourself. There are some on these lists that I'm like, Ashley's, okay, maybe I need to drop that.
Ashley's not living and learning like she should. Wait until you walk down the aisle. I think it'll change then.
Maybe.
All right, so you start off. What's the first one?
So the first one is your place could really use a feminine touch.
Have you seen Steve's house? Most people have not. That's a weird question to ask on a podcast. It's very Steve, and it's not going to change.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true. Like, you have your candles. You have your whole bathroom.
I got that after 3.5 years.
Okay, so after 10 years, do you know what I have? I have my bedroom. And even that is blue. I have not an ounce of pink in that house.
I don't have pink. I don't want people to picture my bathroom being hot pink.
Okay, but you have your own bathroom you can decorate. And, like, I have pictures up, because I think most people have pictures up.
Right.
And Joey made a comment the other day, because I printed off new pictures and was updating frames. And he's like, you know, we really need to take down some frames. We've got a lot. I was like, they make our house a home. He goes, I don't think people come over here to see our pictures.
Wow. When I first started dating Steve,
mm-hmm.
there were spaces that I could tell had pictures. And so when I did move in, I refilled those spaces. And then the lady that comes and cleans our houses, Steve said that she made a comment one time, wow, Janet really likes pictures. So you're not alone.
I think that...
It's memories. I mean,
it's a house. Like, you live there.
It's not like I'm trying to sell it.
Exactly. It's not a stage home.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The next one that women need to drop, guess what? Every guy is going to look at other women, and every woman is going to look at other men. Just don't act on it.
Very true.
We've all been there, done that, gotten jealous. Yeah. It's going to happen. You just got to have trust and faith and
all those yuck words.
Yeah.
The next one is want to do the things that I want to do.
I struggle with this one.
When I saw this, I thought of you on that one.
Freaking country music.
Exactly. That was exactly what I thought of. And I thought the same thing, because as soon as the Zac Brown tickets went on sale, I was like, Joey, you're coming with me, right? He's like, you couldn't pay me to go. I was like, really? Because I'm sure I could pay some strangers to go with me.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Steve and I bought tickets to Kelly Pickler, which is this Saturday. He's in Vegas. So I'm going with my girlfriend, and then next Wednesday I bought Merle Haggard tickets, because that's what he likes, and I would like to see him before Merle Haggard's like in his, he's
yeah, like
getting up
before
there.
He's not here anymore, I get it.
Right. And then I bought tickets to Red Rocks to see Dierks Bentley, Chris Young, and Chase Rice, who I cannot stop talking about, and I'm sorry if you don't like Chase Rice. But, like, I'm trying to, like, get him to be like, okay, I'll be cool. I can't get him to agree to that.
He's very against new country music.
Oh,
like,
my God.
So far against it.
And so now I'm, like, having to, like, pay attention. And, like, he'll post things that are half-truths. And I call him out on it. And I'm like, screw you, buddy. Don't be hating. And I don't call it country music anymore. I call it the new music that I like.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll chill out. But, yeah.
Well, we were at a pool 2 weekends ago. And this one guy that we know... is really into country music. Like, mm-hmm. He grew up in, like, the Midwest. He's totally into, like, the hardcore country. And I was, so I'm talking to him, I'm like, oh, you like country, that's awesome. And Joey's like, oh, Ashley likes country too, she likes Zac Brown Band. And I'm like, that does not define country. Like, Zac Brown is probably the least country in country.
But actually, no. In comparison to, like, Luke Bryan's Chase Rice,
but those if you like, listen to, like, where their new sound is going with them working with Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, they are becoming much more rock country than country. And it was so funny because the kid was like, the kid looks at him and was like, that's not country, dude. That's like twangy Dave Matthews. And I have been saying that forever. And I was like, thank you. Thank you, somebody else that understands that just because I like Zac Brown does not mean I am like a hardcore country freak.
That's funny. That's funny. All right, the next one is Love Me Unconditionally. There's no such thing as unconditional love, only stupidity. I like that quote.
See, this was the one I was like, I have a problem with. Like, you should love me unconditionally.
He's not your dad.
Exactly, which is why he should even more so love me unconditionally. My dad had to deal with me when I was a brat.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, I'm not even going to go into this one. But number five is...
I think this is hilarious.
Always choose me over your friends.
Always. I don't have this problem.
Here is my problem. Don't tell me I'm your best friend and then choose your other best friends over me. Clearly, I'm not your best friend.
Wow. Let's go on to the next one. Protect me and pay for me, but remain my equal and allow me financial independence.
I totally agree with this. I don't see what's wrong with this one. I don't see it.
Because Steve is significantly older than me, I think a lot of people thought I was that gold digger.
Yeah, and I'm not asking to be the gold digger. I just want the protect me part.
Oh, well.
But that doesn't mean that I am less than you.
I have seen a boy freak out and run away like a girl that was like way bigger than me. There's not going to be a guy that's going to protect me.
I need that. And I saw.
And I'm not expecting anyone to pay for me. I just want to be happy.
I don't expect someone to pay for me either, but I do want to remain your equal. And I do want, I have my own financial independence. You can't tell me how to spend my money. However, I do want you to protect me. That is your job. But I saw something that I thought was funny, and it kind of made me think of this. And it was like a guy asking a girl, do you know how to cook? And the girl's response was, do you know how to build a house? I thought that was a really good answer.
That is awesome.
Yes.
And the last one
is, don't love me for my looks, love me for me.
We all have those days.
I don't think that's an unrealistic one. They should love you for you.
Right, because it's not like they look like Brad Pitt every day.
Right, and like people age, hello.
Right.
That's what happens, a part of life.
All right, and keeping on the girly track, sometimes we say things and we don't actually mean what we're saying.
That's like forever. That's ever. That's not sometimes, that's always.
And I don't think we even know exactly what, like yesterday I was tired after coming home from Vegas. I was an emotional wreck.
Me too. It must have been Monday.
And I pull up Steve's Facebook and it says under his name Action Pants in parentheses. And I was like, what the heck is this? And he's like, you just now noticed that? And I'm like, yes. And I'm like, you know, that's very rude and very disrespectful. And I was just cranky. I didn't know what I was saying. And that was just one conversation. Mm-hmm. But there are those lines that we use constantly that mean one thing, but we're saying another.
When I looked at this list, I was like, damn it, I am guilty of I'm pretty sure every single one of these at some point in my life, except maybe one I could think of.
I've gotten good at this first one. I will not tell you I'll be ready in 5 minutes. I will tell you it's going to be 30 minutes to an hour, so you better give me a heads up before we have to leave.
I am the queen of this.
On Saturday afternoon, if we have plans, I'm like, what time do we need to leave? And if he has learned, if he doesn't tell me the right time, I'm not going to be ready.
See, and I explained to Joey that I'll be ready in 5 minutes means the same thing as the game will be over in 5 minutes. And he got it. He totally grasped it after that.
Speaking guy terms. Well, the next one.
Do I look fat? And you know what's funny? Yeah, I only do it on days when I'm like, dang it, I shouldn't have had that for breakfast, or I shouldn't have eaten that, or I should have worked out. Those are the only days I'm like, do I look fat today?
Right. The next one, I don't even like him. What it means is I'm absolutely head over heels in love with him, but I'm trying to play it cool. And why we use it to convince ourselves that the boy ignoring us sucks when we just spent the last 2 hours stalking his most recent ex-girlfriend to assess the competition. Used in a sentence, it goes, it's fine that he didn't respond to my last text. I don't even like him. Synonyms, I'm too good for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. He just sucks.
I don't think I've used that one. I've used the ain't nobody got time for that, but not in reference. But this one is like my go-to whenever.
Oh, I do this bad.
So, and because Joey has been friends with his best friend for so, so long, and I've been a part of Joey's life for so long, I feel like I do know a lot of it. Mm-hmm. But so then sometimes these people will come up in conversation that I'm like, that was the before me. And so after, like, later when it's just Joey, I'll be like, so how do you know her?
I bet they hate that question.
They probably do. They totally do.
And what does it mean?
It's, what's your sexual history that with that girl you just said hi to? Synonyms, did you use the date? Have you slept with her?
That's true. That is so true. The next one, I don't even want a boyfriend. What it actually means is I am so single it hurts, but currently have no guy situation on my radar whatsoever.
I've never use that one, unfortunately.
I haven't either. No, it's not unfortunate. You're happy with Joey.
Right. You're right. That is a good thing.
It is fortunate that you haven't had to use that, but I haven't used that ever. I don't think. Ever.
I use this all the time. I'm not even hungry.
No.
Which means I'm actually starving and haven't eaten anything substantial. I do that all the time.
Wow. One day you're going to snap and start. Yeah.
I've been pulling the hangry card a lot lately.
Oh, yeah. The next one, I barely ate anything today. We lie. What it actually means is I ate my weight in tortilla chips, chocolate, goldfish, and basically anything and everything I could have gotten my hands on today. I have gotten better at this. I used to say this a lot. And then I would, like, list out what I ate to Steve because he cares.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a second. No, I don't need pizza tonight. I'll do salad.
You know what's sad, though? I say this and totally mean it.
You do. Yeah, you're bad.
Because you know how bad I am at, like, truly stopping and being like, crap, it's 12 o'clock. I need to eat.
Right.
Like, Joey's like, you didn't. And I'm like, no, because I ate breakfast late and that rolled into lunch. So I really did just have one meal today.
It happens. Oh, I hate this next one.
Oh, I'm the quit. This is the, unless this is I'm the first time I can say, because I'm on that challenge where I'm not drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But usually I say this all the time. I'm only having one drink. And then I'm on the bathroom floor sleeping.
Woo! The next one, ew, he's like my brother. What it actually means is you've had sex once, it was terrible, so you put him back in the friend zone.
I can't say I have any of those.
Me either, thankfully. And our boyfriends are like, yes.
Yeah, they are.
If they're listening.
I think that I probably said this today, actually. And I know I said it yesterday. It's whatever. I'm over it. I literally couldn't care less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gotcha. Kind of far. You're actually far from over it. Yeah, that's definitely me.
The next one, she isn't even that pretty. What it means is she's a perfect too. 10 and you're jealous. Jealousy is a girl's thing.
It really, really is.
Yeah.
It totally is.
I'm getting better at embracing, being like, okay.
Well, yeah, I was reading an article about stereotypes, stereotypes of women that are actually true. And one of them is just that women are jealous. Like, you can't help it. It goes back to, like, what are the ancient times? Like the
cavemen.
Cavemen, there you go. I was going to say, like,
Mary and Joseph.
I was going to say prehistoric, but that wasn't the right word. But it's just something that we are. It is what it is. Like, just accept it.
The next one, Ashley.
I'm the queen of. I'm the queen of all of these. Apparently.
You really are. That's why you sent it to me.
I wasn't that drunk. And
are you
what it
elaborate?
Means, I was absolutely hammered, woke up with the lights on. Well, I don't drunk dial my ex. Slept through 2 delivery food orders. Mine would actually mean I was actually hammered, woke up with the lights on, fully clothed on the bathroom floor.
Right. But the next one. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Did not mean to interrupt you.
No, that's.
But what?
But, you know, that's what we do.
It is. It is. I do that with Steve sometimes.
Like, if you say you don't remember it, you don't have to own up to it.
The next day I'll be like, I must have eaten something bad. I don't feel well. Because I definitely wasn't drunk enough to feel like this from drinking.
You know what? I'm not hungover. We were just out so late that I'm really tired.
I'm tired. I need a nap.
I wasn't drunk. I'm just tired.
I don't want to get out of bed all day. I got a rough work week ahead. I pulled that on Sundays before. I know you're proud of me, Mom and Dad. The next one is OMG, I'd never tell anyone. What it means is I'll just tell my best friend who won't tell anyone, my mom, and obviously anyone else who swears they won't get back to that person.
I can't say I'm good with that one.
You're not?
No, like I don't really use that one.
So you just don't even...
Well, because I don't really feel like... I think I've got so many separate groups in my life that like... there's no reason for me to run and tell because they don't know these other people. So right. There's no like relevance kind of.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good setup.
Maybe Joey.
Yeah, Joey's probably sick of hearing everyone else's gossip.
Yeah. Joey probably knows everything. But he probably doesn't because he probably doesn't really listen to me. So
secret's safe book. With him. He has a book. He's keeping tallies.
He probably tracks. Is. So the next one is, I didn't want to go out with him again anyway. What it means. He never called me again.
Douchebag. And then the last one, it didn't even count. What it means is you hooked up completely and you're just too ashamed to admit it.
That's like in the Jonah Hill or Seth Rogen in one movie. He's like 1.5 times. And somebody's like, how do you justify a half? And he's like, well, it didn't really count.
Yeah. We're crazy. Us ladies, we're crazy.
We are.
So it is time to wrap this up. Have you been doing? What have you been listening to? Favorite songs? Anything you want to share before we...
Well, now I was all on Coldplay's album. Now I'm all over Frey's new album, Helios.
Who? Oh, Helios. Yeah. When did it come out?
It's been out for a little while now. I want to say it came out before Coldplay, so it's been out for like 2 months. I want to say it came out like March or April.
Okay.
But it's really... Now that I saw them, I was like, oh, what song was that? Oh, wait.
And you have the memory.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they're really good. And other than that, Pretty Little Liars is back.
I saw that on my DVR. I haven't caught up. Don't judge.
Oh, my God.
Been in Vegas. Oh, my God. I want to talk about it. Next week.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's all I can say. Oh, wow. We just got into Dexter.
I have never... I tried.
Don't bother. That's what I'm going to tell you. Someone told us to get into it. So we're like, okay, we'll start at the beginning. There's 9 seasons. We have 96 episodes to get through, and they're 1 hour long. Shoot me now. This is going to be 2 years of my life.
You're not going to do it.
Apparently, Joey's doing it. I'm just along for the ride.
I must say that Miranda's album is still awesome.
I've noticed you posting that still.
I still love it.
Sick of it around the time when her next one comes out, maybe?
No, it's usually about 6 months after it comes out. And then she comes to town, and I listen to it all over again. And then I get sick of it, and then she comes out with another album. But this last one was four years space, and I'm freaking out, I think. Yeah.
Wow.
And then if you're a fan, she's on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yep.
And so is Eric Church. You can get either or. It's the same magazine. I got both. But
just in case,
because that is like my favorite girl and boy.
Okay.
They're good articles. Check it out.
Interesting.
All right. We're going to head on out of here. I'm going to convince other people to like my music someday. It's my quest in life. No one else seems to. My boyfriend doesn't. My podcast buddy doesn't. What the heck?
Maybe you need to go to like an area where you will meet people that like
music. Are you telling
me
to move?
No. I'm just saying, like, maybe you should socialize with people while you're at the Chase Rice concert, and you'll find people who like Chase Rice.
Yeah.
Stay I'm not your saying boyfriend. To replace me, but or your boyfriend. I'm just saying,
add more too. People. All right, I'm gonna get on out of here, and you're gonna get on out of here in two separate vehicles because we can't listen to the same music.
Right.
All right, we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.